At Husker Harvest Days, we're in the Pioneer tent, and we're going to visit with Greg Carpenter, who is an account manager for Pioneer in southeast Nebraska, extreme southeast Nebraska. Greg, and that's an area, of course, that, like a lot of other areas, was hit hard by drought this year.
Yeah, we did weather the storm this year, but a lot of heat, a lot of drought. We had the second driest July on record and the fifth warmest since 1885, I believe, was the university's figures. But the Aquamax has performed very well. We're very happy with it. One of DuPont's megatrends, DuPont Pioneer, is to feed the world. And we want to make our producers more profitable and more productive, but we want to feed the world along the way. 10 years ago in 02, we had a drought. And I was between Sterling and Douglas, Nebraska, and I rode in a combine, and they had nothing. It was absolutely zero. Here's 10 years later with Aquamax in the field. Last Friday, I went to the same growers, and the field average is going to be 55 bushel. So it's impressive with the breeding, what we've done in 10 years to go from absolute zero to 55 bushel average. And I can't wait to see what the next 10 years will bring for DuPont Pioneer.
Well, that's a great story and an exciting story for you to tell. Talk about Aquamax and what gives it that ability to hang on.
Well, we've got Joe Keyshaw here, which is one of our main breeders, but it's a bunch of things. You can't nail down one thing. You know, it's an aggressive root system. It's an aggressive silker. It's water management in the plant. It's stay green, okay? It's a bunch of things put together that through advanced yield technology, you know, I think really we've nailed down a bunch of things that are for the right reason. And there's just an ear on every plant for most cases. And you look at some competitive products, you look at some other products, and they just look that much better.
As we look at next year, and who knows what weather's going to bring us here in the next few months, but what do you tell your customers?
Well, you know, we did weather the storm, okay? We really need some moisture. I don't know how we're going to anhydrous, and I've had that discussion. What some people that really had 25 bushel corn, 30 bushel corn, you know what, we're going to do a 2-foot and 3-foot core sample. We're going to see if they have any residual nitrogen. Try to make the drought work for them. Maybe if we do get some moisture, we go back to corn on corn. We use some of that nitrogen. They paid for it. They put it out there. Just looking at some different things, that anything we can try to make them profitable and productive.
And take a look at Aquamax.
Yeah, you bet. It's for real. Our new Aquamax releases look fantastic. They look good in the plots. It's an exciting time to be in ag right now.